Hey guys, this is Beth from Parent Lately, and I am trying out something a little different today. I'm going to record one of my posts for you in case you don't have time to read blog posts and you'd rather download an audio file to listen to on your commute or when you're cleaning up or going for a run. I know I love to do that, so I want to try it out for you guys. So today I'm going to be talking a little bit about building in time for kids to be active. I know I feel like my kids spend a lot of time in school. The school day is definitely longer now than it was when I was a kid. And since I work, they're at some sort of school or aftercare program or daycare for longer than I would have been when I was a kid with a stay-at-home mom. And so I'm always worried that they're not getting enough outside time. I know schools today are bound by more requirements, at least in our state, and so they have a short recess. And even though my daughter usually goes outside in her aftercare program or does something active, I just worry that she isn't getting the activity level she needs to feel good every day and to develop long-term healthy habits. So today I want to talk a little bit about how you can encourage activity and encourage kids to spend time outside when you're a busy family, you have two working parents, you have commutes, you have school. How do you work around all that stuff to get your kids active? So when my kids were younger, obviously we had choices of daycare providers. And one thing that I found to be really useful was to find a daycare that really values outside time. In my state, daycare providers are limited somewhat by the state laws, and they have to stay inside if it's too hot or too cold or the air quality is bad. And so I learned to ask daycares how they deal with that. And some of them had indoor spaces that the kids could play in when the weather wasn't good. Some of them would rearrange schedules a little bit to allow the kids to go outside at an earlier time or a later time. And I found that the way the directors and the teachers responded to that question really told me whether they valued outside time or whether they didn't really care one way or the other. And so that was really useful to me when I was choosing childcare for my younger kids. Another thing to think about is that if you don't like what you're hearing at a larger corporate center, you could think about an alternate arrangement. So if you got a nanny, for example, she or he could take your child to the playground or to play outside anytime, and they wouldn't be bound by air quality rules like a licensed childcare facility would be. So if you're not liking the activity options at a more organized daycare center, you could consider alternatives. Remember that you have choices with this age. Now, those choices do decrease a bit when your kids get older. So once your kids get to school age, you have less flexibility. And that's definitely what we've found with my daughter. So she now goes to our local elementary school, and they have a short recess period. It's maybe 20 minutes a day. And so what we've done is try to get really creative and build in activity at other points in her day. So for example, we actually usually walk to the bus stop early, and she plays outside for 15 or 20 minutes with her friends at the bus stop while we wait for the bus. So that's a great way to get her a little activity before the day starts. And if you live close enough to school to walk or ride your bike, that is another great option to get kids a little activity before their day. Aftercare and before care could be options as well to get your kids active. So maybe an organized program builds in some play. And you could also think about finding a babysitter who might pick your kids up from the bus stop or bring them home and let them have some unstructured playtime while you're at work. So there are lots of options there, and you'll have to think about what you think about the before and after care options, the organized options, and whether you prefer that or something more unstructured at your home. Another thing to keep in mind when you're trying to keep your kids active is that organized sports can be a great way to encourage your kids to exercise. Just keep in mind that you don't want to overdo it. So maybe consider an outdoor sport when the weather's nice in the summer, and then maybe think about an indoor sport like dance or martial arts or gymnastics during the winter. I just really caution parents, especially parents who both work, to keep from signing their kids up for too many things. My kids are 6 and 4 right now, and I really found that I just can't handle more than one or two activities, or the week just feels like too much to me. In fact, right now, my daughter's playing soccer and doing taekwondo, so we have 2 activities, and it just really feels like too much. So I really prefer to keep it at 1. So you'll have to find the right balance for your family, but don't overcommit yourself and slowly add activities to find what's right for you. Another thing that we really love to do, especially in the summer, is every once in a while on a weekday evening when we don't have anything else going on, we'll pick up some food from a local sandwich place and go have a picnic at the park. And usually we pick one that has a playground so the kids can play, even if they don't play for that long. It's still a really nice way to help them burn some energy. They get some outside time, and they always have a lot of fun doing it. It's kind of a nice change of pace from the usual routine, and it gets them outside and it gets them moving. So all of that's good, and it usually does not honestly take that much more time than making dinner at home if you just pick up something along the way to the picnic. I've also found that you can really find little pockets in your day, especially in your evening, where you can fit in just a little bit of activity for the kids. So maybe when you're making dinner, even if it's only 10 minutes, that's 10 minutes they could be active. So if you have older kids that you trust to, you know, play outside in your yard, they could potentially go outside when you're cooking or when you're cleaning up from dinner. Obviously, if they need supervision, you can watch them while your partner cooks or vice versa. But that's a really good way to just fit in a little bit of activity, even if you don't have hours and hours of free time. Even 10 minutes of riding their bikes or drawing with chalk is better than nothing. So make the most of what you do have, and you'll probably find there's little pockets of time in your day that your kids can be active. So those are some creative ways to get your kids active and outside during the week. And there are other things you can do together as a family in general, whether that's on the weekend or just any time during the week. You really, as a parent, have a great opportunity to show your kids that, yes, you value exercise and you value healthy choices. So one thing that we really, really like is finding outdoor activities we can do together, especially during the summer. So we might go for a hike, go to the pool. Even in the winter, we do tend to hike or walk outside. Now, we live in a pretty reasonable climate. It doesn't get really cold here, so we can usually spend time outside for most of the year. One year, we went to Colorado, and I was pregnant with my second daughter, and I pulled my older daughter, who was about 2 at the time, in a sled, and I had on snowshoes, and she fell asleep within about 10 minutes. And so I pulled her around and got a great workout, and she loved it. And she still, 4 years later, asks me to take her back to do it again. So those are just a few creative things you can think about to do outside as a family. You'll have to find what your family likes to do, but experiment and see what resonates with your kids. Indoor activities are good too, especially for the winter. When it gets dark early, you're not going to do any outside activities during the week. So my family, for example, does martial arts together, which is obviously an indoor sport, so we can do that pretty much year-round. We really like doing that together, and occasionally we'll go to an indoor pool to play in the winter. So there are lots of options, trampoline parks, skating rinks, lots of choices that you can use when the weather's not so great, but you still want to get your kids moving. And the last idea is to model healthy choices for your kids. So maybe you're not involving your kids necessarily in your exercise, but you're doing it where they can see you. So maybe you're headed out for a run. Let your kids know you're going, and maybe let them cheer for you or wave at you as you run away from the house. Have your family come to sporting events if you do a race or some sort of event. Have your spouse bring your kids out to cheer for you. And when you're at home, if you're exercising, tell your kids what you're doing. You could do a video, an exercise video, and let them join in, or My husband and I have a lifting, like a power rack in our garage. So we will lift weights and the kids will play in the garage and cheer us on when we're lifting something heavy. And so those are just little ways that we show them that, yes, we value being active and we enjoy it. And we can really demonstrate that for them as they grow and develop habits of their own. So what we found is that it's not easy, of course, to build activity into a busy schedule, but there are little ways that you can both show your kids healthy choices and also make healthy choices as a family that encourage your kids to develop healthy habits. So I hope this has been very encouraging to you. This is Beth at Parent Lightly. And if you want to know more, visit me at parentlightly.com. Have a great day.